Mr. Varadkar goes to Davos. The Taoiseach is in the Alpine Resort today for the annual gathering of politicians, billionaires and celebrities. This year's World Economic Forum is focusing on the theme of rebuilding trust. Last night, the Taoiseach attended an IDA-hosted dinner for multinational CEOs. Among other high-profile attendees at Davos this week, the Chinese Premier, France's President, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen and the Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Our European editor Tony Connolly is also there. And Tony, Dublin and fallout from Leo Varadkar's meeting with Chinese Premier Mr. Li followed him to Davos. He had to clear up his policy on China and Taiwan. What happened?
That's right, Mary. Good morning from Davos. Yes, there was a subtle and rather delicate diplomatic wrinkle that emerged after his meeting with Li Qiang, the Chinese Premier, in Dublin yesterday, because Chinese state media said that Mr. Varadkar had reaffirmed Ireland's support for the One China principle. Now, there's a subtle but important difference between the One China principle, which is the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese government's position on Taiwan, and what's known as the One China policy, which is distinct, and that encapsulates what is called strategic ambiguity. So effectively, you recognise that Taiwan is part of China, but that you can have separate diplomatic and cultural links with Taiwan as a almost like a separate entity. So these are subtle but important distinctions. And when the Taoiseach arrived last night from Dublin to Davos, we asked him about if Ireland's position had changed because of the reporting in Chinese state media about his support for the One China principle as opposed to One China policy.
Our long-standing policy hasn't changed, and it is a One China policy, and we recognise China and that Taiwan is part of China. And while we don't have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, we do have economic and cultural ties.
But to explain that further, the One China principle fairly categorically states that China has inalienable rights over Taiwan and precludes Taiwanese independence, but that's not something that Ireland supports.
Well, we didn't get into that level of detail, but I reaffirmed our policy, which is the One China policy, that we recognise that Taiwan is part of China, and while we don't have diplomatic or political links with Taiwan, we continue to have economic and cultural links.
So the Taoiseach then went into that dinner with chief executives, the dinner hosted by IDA Ireland in Davos last night. Now, one of the big themes this year is the accelerating progress of artificial intelligence and how that is going to transform the workplace or even society. Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, saying that artificial intelligence was going to be the biggest change in productivity in our lifetimes. One of the people actually sitting next to the Taoiseach last night was Sam Altman, who's the chief executive of OpenAI, of course, one of the leading entrepreneurs and pioneers of AI. There are concerns about how quickly AI is developing, whether it will replace workers, what kind of perhaps dystopian implications there are for society because of artificial intelligence. So there's been a lot of talk about that this week, and the Taoiseach is going to appear on a panel discussion on that today with various other people. Now, I've been speaking to Massimo Giordano, who's the managing partner for McKinsey, which is a global company looking at work and all of these issues. And he was outlining his lack of concern, if you like, about the implications for an accelerated artificial intelligence process in the workplace.
We need to look AI in a proactive way. If we look AI only in a defensive way, this is what can happen. On the contrary, we need to invest in AI. This is like the Industrial Revolution. It is like the Internet Revolution. So I'm not concerned about AI to the extent we invest in the talents who will be driving AI. And companies should not just wait the things arrive, should invest into addressing the productivity. I think that overall, AI can create jobs, highly skilled jobs, and can draw the entire economy towards a better world. Having said that, there are points of attention. We all need to be careful, especially because there may be geographical or temporal displacing of people. This is why investing in reskilling, investing in upskilling should be the name of the game for the next 10 years.
Tony, Davos still draws the big political names, the major global economic players. You've been there before. Your thoughts as this week progresses?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, Davos certainly seems to have got its mojo back after the pandemic, and you know, there are 2,800 what they call leaders here from across many fields. That's the highest number of delegates they've had. The infrastructure around Davos in terms of the media centre and some of the other facilities has been expanding. So despite its detractors, you know, I think there is a feeling that the organisers of Davos are genuinely trying to bring the great and good together to try and find solutions to the world's problems. So these aren't just CEOs or the wealthy. These are also activists, non-governmental organisations, charities and so on. And the big themes this year, artificial intelligence, the Middle East, Ukraine, and also the fact that so many people around the world are going to be taking part in elections in 2024.
Tony Connolly in Davos, thank you very much.